Hey, it's Mario Armstrong with Wake Up and Level Up, your daily video podcast. My job is to kickstart your day in under 5 minutes with a dose of inspiration. Want to go right in on a question. Actually, it wasn't a question. I bumped into a person recently at a conference that I was speaking at, and they said to me, they were like, Mario, I don't know if I really want to go after my dream because it's all been done before. I was like, wait, what? Yeah, I don't want to go after my dream because it's all been done before. I was like, oh, hold on. You got 5 minutes? I was like, let me tell you exactly why you're right and exactly why you're wrong. Okay, first and foremost, yes, everything has been done before. There is hardly anything new that hasn't already been achieved, accomplished, developed. Rarely. I'm talking so rare. There's really nothing new anymore. Everything is an adaptation of something that already existed. So guess what? You're right. Everything has already existed before. So now what? Nobody makes more shoes. Nobody creates a new line of clothing. Nobody opens up a new hair salon. Nobody tries to create a new yoga studio. Why? What? Number two. So what will you bring to the thing that already exists that will make it unique? What is your twist? What is your slice? What is your personality, your values, your purpose, your passions, your interests? What are the things, the recipe? Not everybody is doing everything the same way. You understand what I'm saying? So I told him, I grabbed him by the shoulders and I was like, look, it's all about what you bring to it. It's all about what you bring to it. Let's lean into our uniqueness and we will discover things that makes it special, that makes it a tad bit different than something that's already out there. Look, artists already know this. Artists already know to steal like an artist. That is a fact. Artists have been on record with countless quotes about how they steal from other artists. They don't plagiarize the artist. They don't do a carbon copy of what the artist did. They steal inspiration from the artist. They steal ideas from the artist. And then they use their own strengths, their own skills, their own abilities to then create what they think they should create based off of that. And lastly, if someone says to me, it's already been done before, it's usually one of three things going on. Number one, you haven't done enough research. So don't tell me that it's already been done before in the way that you intend to do it with your uniqueness if you haven't done your research. And that includes your own self-awareness research to really find out what makes you different and special. Also, the other reason would be that you haven't uncovered your uniqueness strongly enough. In other words, you may think like, oh, because Mario's got great energy, that makes him different. No, what actually makes Mario different, because there are a bunch of other people that have great energy, what actually makes Mario different is Mario hustles mindfully. Well, what does that mean? Oh, Mario has a practice and a regimen of meditation, of affirmations, of being a kind human, of really living in certain values to be able to treat others in a way that helps shape his content and inform him from his own experiences that are unique. Got it? And then the last thing is, if someone says, oh, Mario, I've done the research. Oh, Mario, my uniqueness isn't really that unique. Then the third thing is, you just don't really want to do the work. Like, let's just be honest. You truly do not feel like doing the work. Because yes, everything has been done before, but nothing has ever been done like the way you can do it. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up. We'll be right back.